Donald Trump and the White House have hit back at two weekend media reports about the president's contact with Russia and the country's leader, Vladimir Putin. The first, published in the New York Times, said the FBI had opened an inquiry into whether Mr. Trump was working for Russia in 2017. The second, in the Washington Post, alleges that he concealed details of his face-to-face encounters with Vladimir Putin. Our North America correspondent is James Glenday. James, these are very provocative reports. What's been the president's response?
He dismissed them outright, and so did the White House. In relation to the Washington Post story, which says that he took away notes from interpreters or an interpreter after talks with Mr. Putin in 2017, Mr. Trump says he's not keeping anything under wraps. He said he'd talk to the president like all other previous world leaders have. And his spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, said that the story was so outrageously inaccurate it didn't even warrant a response. In terms of the New York Times piece, which said an FBI investigation was set up after the president sacked then-director James Comey, Mr. Trump said he was insulted, and he even called into Jeanine Pirro's show on Fox News, one of his favourite shows, to reject the report.
Are you now or have you ever worked for Russia, Mr. President?
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked. I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written. And if you read the article, you'd see that they found absolutely nothing.
So, James, there's already a special counsel, the former FBI boss Robert Mueller, who's investigating whether Russia and the Trump campaign colluded in the 2016 election campaign. Where's that investigation at?
There's been a lot of speculation that that investigation is nearing an end, but we don't know that definitively because nothing has leaked from that inquiry at all. And I think the background to all these reports is significant because Robert Mueller has spent 20 months investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. The inquiry's already seen some of Mr. Trump's closest associates sentenced to jail term. Personal lawyer Michael Cohen, for instance, his campaign chief Paul Manafort as well. Mr. Trump has repeatedly used the kind of language you've just heard and called the inquiry a witch hunt, but it's also worth remembering that in 2016, US intelligence agencies concluded that Russia had launched cyber attacks and planted news stories on social media in a bid to boost Mr. Trump and, of course, in a bid to damage his rival for the presidency, Hillary Clinton, as well.
North America correspondent James Glenday.